winner. But yet, this is the one race you haven't won a pole in.
Yeah.
How much is that something that eats away at you a little bit?
I know. I just keep getting seconds this year. But I'm not sure I'll ever get this pole for some weird reason. I just think it's one of those things, you know, where racing gods go, yeah, you can have the pole record, but you're certainly not going to get this one. So that's just the irony of life, you know. And it's not like I said yesterday, it's not, you know, the end of the world if I don't. It's just a box to tick. It's a good one. Obviously, the race win is much bigger. But the 2 days of qualifying is very stressful. It's, you know, you put a lot on the line, and it's really hard to have the quickest car in the quickest team on that year. To put all that together, it's a lot of things that have to align, and that's very difficult because you see every team, there's one car that just seems to be a little bit quicker for whatever reason. But I have to say that our cars have been the closest they've ever been. So it shows the quality control that we have. But yeah, yep, second again, Bruce, I tell you.
We'll go Tim May, then Joey, and then David Turner. I know you got one, and then Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah, for Joseph and Will, I was just wondering, you know, a baseball analogy, it was like watching y'all, all three of y'all qualify, as like watching the Yankees in the 1960s, you know, Slugger's Row. Would you rather be last at bat or where you went? You understand what I'm saying? Because how much faster can you drive if you – does it really make a difference if you know what you got to beat, I guess?
Oh, man, it's tough. I mean, I think if you're going to choose, you'd go last for sure. But, you know, to Will's point, Indy is such a curious little place, particularly with the pole. You know, it is funny that he's the all-time pole winner and that he's not had a pole at Indianapolis. But I think it speaks a little bit to this facility. That's why, you know, for me, the emphasis really comes to the team. Because to put three cars at that level of speed is incredibly difficult. I don't think there's another team in this paddock that can have their cars stacked as tight as we've had them. I mean, I can't tell you how difficult it is. There's always a little bit quicker car, and it moves up and down. One day your car's the quickest, the next day it's not. But to have them as close as we've had them is very difficult to do. So it's impressive. It's very, very impressive. The team should be proud.
Yeah, Will, is it like standing there, somebody shooting at you? What does it feel like to watch somebody else out there with that last shot?
Yeah, it sucks, man. When you see the first lap, you're just like, as soon as I saw the first lap, I knew it was over. And I think that, you know, to me, if I was going last and I saw my run, I would have definitely taken a couple of steps of rear wing out because mine was extremely consistent. My car never slid. You know, I finished that and I was like, man, that was easy. So if I'm Scott, I'm...
Oh, we took three out.
That's what I told Dale. I said he went minus three because I said you could go minus three or four there. It was the condition was quite good. And that's basically what we needed in speed. Minus, you know, three degrees is, you know, around half a mile an hour. So, yeah, that was the benefit. Like, he was quicker in the 12, and, you know, he was able to take that step.
Scott, when you saw 2:34.5, I mean, what were your thoughts on that first lap?
Holy cow. Just don't spray it. Just wanted to make sure I just brought it home, but... You know, look, we worked really hard to get a really good balance and in the fast 12. And I felt like my best run of the weekend was actually the fast 12. And I knew going last was going to be, you know, an advantage. And we used it. And you know, to execute the way we have as a team, you know, it's just that's what's really cool. You see the time and then it's all about just, you know, executing. After that, you know, your weight jacker and figuring out, okay, what's the car doing? Then, you know, what you think the car's going to do the next lap. So you're playing with bars and weight jacker and trying to hold on to it. And, we've all really working that this week and understanding it. And, I was glad I was able to put it to sort of the test, you know, when it mattered the most.
Yeah. Go ahead, Joey. Oh, Chris, go ahead. You got a mic.
Oh. Will, if your wing, just kind of piggyback off that last answer, had your rear wing been at negative three? Okay. Would you have gotten pole?
Just impossible to answer, but my run was comfortable enough to certainly trim. It was very consistent, hardly any drop off, hardly was sliding even on the last lap. So, you know, I don't know if the condition just got nicer from Ferrucci, because we watched Ferrucci's run, and it looked sketchy. I think he was at zero or minus one. So, yeah, it's just, man, it's just the circumstance it is.
If 100 is fully trimmed out and zero is, like, nothing, no trim at all, like, how close to the edge were you?
Yeah, I could have gone to 40 if you'd using that spectrum, minus four, because he went minus three, so you would have gone one more step, but or minus close. Three would have been good. It would have been bloody close, to be honest.
Joey?
You guys said that y'all have been at this, you know, 4 or 5 years working out the details of things. I'm just kind of curious, with that Foyt technical partnership that's still relatively new within the team over the past year, I mean, how much did maybe that help provide a missing link, if any, to this?
It did provide just a little bit of information, yeah. Yeah, it certainly wasn't a big chunk of what we have done here.
It was a confirmation of a couple of things.
Yeah, just kind of, like, was, yeah, it wasn't like, yeah, we weren't missing a big chunk, just a couple of little things, as it is around here.
And then the second part is, I think, I got to double check this, but it's like, I believe that last session started, and the track temp was like close to 130, and it dropped down to about 122 when Scott went out for his final run. I mean, how much does 8 degrees of track temp really make a difference around here?
A lot. Like, it really did. Like, compared to my run in the 12 to then, like, I just was solid. Solids, consistent, hardly slid. And I think Joseph, even a run before, you know, was a little worse. Like, he was sliding a bit more, and then, you know, just that happens quickly. Maybe they should have the fast six in the heat of the day where the condition is stable, if you want to be completely fair, but, you know, it is what it is.
Thank you.
Time for a few more. David Turner, good to see you in person, not on a Zoom.
Yeah, it's nice to be here in person. Scott, I'm going to put this into a bit of Trans-Tasman speak so you'll understand it. You gave it a bit of jandal today, really, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. We just held the jandal down.
And then both, mainly at you, this makes you the second New Zealander to ever qualify on pole for the Indy 500.
Really? I don't know that. Okay. I knew Scott. Obviously Scotty had. Yeah, I thought someone else had already.
I hope not, although I got it wrong.
No. That's cool. Proud Kiwi, and you know, absolutely pumped to be able to, you know, fly the flag. And I've always dreamt about being in the front row, you know, doing the front row photo shoot tomorrow morning, and it's just a bonus to be on the pole with the New Zealand flag, you know, behind me.
I was watching you come into the pit lane at the end to come up and know that it had all happened. What's going through your mind as you're coasting that car? And
I just want to get out of the car as fast as you can. You know, you go back into the procedures and making sure it's all right, but at the same time, you're looking around, and it's the first time you sort of enjoy and soak in the crowd. And I felt like we had a hell of a crowd here today, you know, around the banks, and then, you know, even at four and down the front straight, it was incredible. So just soaked it in as much as I can. You just never know when this moment will ever happen again. You know, especially at this place, as the boys said, it's pretty weird joint. So just, but then when you get out of the car, you celebrate. And we'll enjoy this, but it's hard work next week to make sure we win the big one.
And then I'm sure I'll pass this on to two people in Cambridge, Wayne and Diane, tonight.
Yeah, I got to ring them.
Emotion from them being there as well, that must run very high in the family. They've seen you take pole position at Bathurst, but this goes another layer again, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. It's you know, a completely different kettle of fish. Bathurst one lap, this is, you know, basically four, and four good ones. And I said to myself, you know, I felt like it felt like a shootout at Bathurst, and I said that I've done this many times before. It's just a matter of nailing it again. And I felt like those two runs that I had today were some of the best laps I've ever driven.
You know, awesome job, man. Yeah. Congratulations. Thanks. Just quickly, Will, because I know it's been touched on, but you've said to me on numerous occasions, also on Zoom from Long Beach onwards, that this would potentially happen today, a front row shootout. Is this just sheer belief in what Team Penske are doing this year that gives you that confidence to be able to say something like that?
Yeah, it was just knowledge of what we were doing, what we have done over the last 4 years, and just a couple of things that went our way as well, such as, you know, a better engine this year and you know, a pushrod thing. Like, that's just a couple of things that went our way that the top 12 had last year, we didn't. Yeah, I was going to be shocked if we weren't on pole. I was going to be shocked. Like, we would have been really scratching our heads with as much as we've done. would have been scratching our heads. Like, if we weren't on pole this time or fighting for it, we would have just been, you know, we're just, what are we missing?
Well, congratulations to all three of you, Penske shootout. So well done, boys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Scott, could you hear the fans cheering?
When I turned the engine off and coasted down pit lane, for sure. Yeah. But, it was an amazing feeling.
Yeah, each one of you guys. Eric, and let me know if you got a follow-up, otherwise we'll wrap it up. Go ahead, Eric.
Speaking of going down pit lane, I was just actually curious seeing your emotion in the car before you came down pit load and doing all the craziness. What was that last cool-down lap, knowing that's probably the last time by yourself before you celebration? What was that moment? What was going on in your head, knowing that that's the – you just won the pole for the Indy 500.
Oh, it was cool. I mean, I said, again, another thing I said to myself before I went out, I was like, you know, I'm the last one to qualify. How cool is that? So I just went out and enjoyed it. And then, yeah, that last, you know, from they said I can then tear off four and whatnot. And that was, you know, just enjoying and what gave a wave to the fans for, you know, staying out so long. Hot day today. So appreciate everyone coming out. But, you know, it's just incredible. It's going to take a while to sink in. Super cool place to be on pole, but you know, like I said, the big focus is next week.
And when you made this move to come over here in 2020, I know you talked about how challenging, how competitive you were in that conversation you had with Tim, and here we are a few years later, and you're an Indy 500 pole winner. That somebody would have told you in 2020 then you would be to this point. I know you want to win a championship in the 500 race, but what would you would have told them, somebody, that when they told you that?
I felt like I could do it. I feel like I believe in my talent and believe in my team around me. I'm very lucky to be able to drive for the captain to give me these opportunities. And the big part of me coming to IndyCar was to be a part of this race and to be part of the biggest race in the world. So, you know, I'm glad I came to IndyCar. I'm loving every minute of it. And then to compete it with Team Penske and three good cars and good cars each time has been a lot. It's been a roller coaster, as everyone knows, for my Indy 500 experience. But ultimately, you know, there's only way to go up. You know, you just can keep working and keep trying to get up the front, and we'll bit by bit we'll get there. And this is just the start.
Follow-ups, anyone? Otherwise, congratulations, front row start. Don't get too crazy. I practice tomorrow at 1:00. Thanks, guys. Once again, Scott McLaughlin, Will Power, Joseph Newgarden, front row for the 108th running of the Indy 500.